point and stated, "Brother Peter is right. It is a sacrilege against God's order. No man should raise himself to be God." At this point I had a sudden idea, because I was thinking of the gynecological instruments. "Maybe it's not about that," I interjected. "What if the perpetrator pursues a different plan, namely for the future Messiah to be born?"
"You mean," Holmes asked, "the blood infusion is meant for a newborn?"
"Of course," I immediately replied. "This is the most logical thing, right?"
"This goes against all the rules of the Catholic Church," cried the vicar.
"Certainly," said Holmes, who quickly understood my theory, "because that's what these rules are all about. Catholicism has fallen into an evolutionary trap that they have set up themselves. The greatest minds of the Catholic Church, its highly literate theologians, its most capable bishops and priests, and last but not least its popes, live in celibacy. They die childless and do not pass on their precious genetic material, just like Jesus of Nazareth. It is obvious that one would want to actively intervene in evolution and end the constant downward spiral. That explains the connection to Mendel's theory of inheritance. The most precious heritage, that of the Messiah, is to be given new life.